Guys, my mission, my vision, okay, is to offer, products, services, anything, content that allows you guys to get closer to achieving your dreams and your definition of success, whatever that may mean for you. So today's episode, we're gonna get right into it. I'm gonna talk about the power of believing in yourself and why that is so critically important to achieving your desires. Enjoy. Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in to the Taylor Jones Podcast. Today we have a really exciting episode. I'm going to go into detail why believing in yourself is probably the most and single most important thing that you can do on your pathway to succeeding in life, in your career, and in business. Go ahead and plug the headphones in and settle in. And it's going to be a good 12-minute podcast. I use a lot of good examples from the book I'm reading right now, which is Habits by the guy named Charles, Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business. And I use a lot of really good examples for you guys. So enjoy. Hey guys, what's going on? So today's episode, I'm going to shoot real quick. And I want to talk to you guys about the importance as well as the power of belief in yourself. And what you do, and how crucially important it is in terms of creating success in your career, in your life, in your relationships. At the end of the day, if you don't believe in what you're doing, if you don't embody a real strong belief, okay, you're not going to be able to manifest that what you want. Okay, so I want to speak directly to achieving more so in terms of success and in business. But the same rules apply in relationships as well, and I'm going to dabble in there as well. But right now I'm reading a book by a guy named, I forget his last name. His first name is Charles, and it's called The Power of Habit and Why We Do What We Do in Business and in Life. And in one of the concepts he explains in this book is the concept of the fact he talks about Alcoholics Anonymous, and he talks about how everything that we do starts with really a three-step process. There's a cue, there's an action, and then there's a reward. So for example, the cue might be, I'm hungry. The action is you eat, and the reward is, boom, dopamine is released in your brain. Okay, let's think of another one, maybe in business. Boom, revenue is down. That's the cue. What's our action? Our action, we need to sell more. Okay, you're pushing more marketing. Reward, sales go back up. Okay, these are just simple kind of, that's the basic infrastructure of how a habit is created. And then as the reward is released, okay, and those positive neurotransmitters or whatever are released, it cements the habit and it makes it more likely for you to do the same thing again, over and over again. Where it's pretty soon you're actually doing all of these, you're actually just acting out of complete autonomous behavior. The cue takes place, the action happens, the reward takes place, and there's no pause in your consciousness that says, wait a second, why am I doing what I'm doing? And this is why you get, addictive behaviors, and you get alcoholics that, feel intense emotional pain and boom, just reach for a drink. And there's no self-consciousness that stops and says, oh, wait, this is, it's happening again. Okay. And now I want to circle this back into the conversation about belief, right? So what these researchers found is that when they took these alcoholics, after a year of being sober, they noticed that under stressful circumstances, a few relapsed while the rest remained firm and sober and did not crack. And researchers could really only pinpoint one commonality between the people that didn't relapse. And the only commonality that they could find is the fact that the people that did not relapse had a belief outside of themselves. Okay, that belief might have been in God. It might have been in some type of spiritual entity. It might have been in some type of organizational entity. But there was a belief in something, some sense of powerful force outside of themselves that they trusted in during these difficult times to continue to act in a manner of the new routine, the new action, instead of the trained, old, unhealthy activity, okay? So what does this say? Well, it says a lot of shit, okay? What it says is that if you have a dream, if you have a mission, something that you're trying to accomplish, okay, and you only allow yourself to believe in what you see in front of you, I can promise you the odds of that coming true, the odds of that dream manifesting in your reality is significantly decreased, because the universe has its way of testing us. It has its way of pushing us and throwing us to our knees and submitting us to every single possible temptation of quitting, of failure, of giving up. And you have to literally look it in the eyes, okay, and go within to the deepest, darkest parts of your being and say, no, I don't care what it takes. The how and the what are not nearly as important to me as the why. And this will happen. This will take place. I believe in myself. I know that it can take place. I believe in myself. I know that I have the capability. I believe in the spiritual forces that are guiding me. I believe in a higher power that's outside of me, that's acting through me to make this happen. I believe in the people that support me, okay? And this belief is almost like the fabric that pulls all of it together and allows it to take place. And that's the critical part right there, is if you don't have the belief, when the chaos comes, when the tests come, you'll crack. Because you will be tested every time. Every time you will be tested. Over and over again. You know, and I can think back to how many failures I've had so far in retail arbitrage. You know, I've doubled down on this the past couple months. Since in 2020, I made a commitment that I'm going to increase my Amazon sales to 10,000 net profit after taxes per month. And in order to do that, I need my revenue beyond 30,000 a month. And on this process of getting to those numbers, you know, I've seen amazing, amazing results. And I've hit several moments, several weeks of time where I've had failed products. I've had people scam me out of money on Chinese websites. I've had people laugh at me. I've had people doubt me and say that it's a waste of my time. You're barely making any money. I've had a lot of things happen. I've gone to the store for hours and seen and found no deals. Not even, I've gone to the store and I felt lost, like I don't even know what I'm looking for. And I just continue to show up every day and I continue to scan. I continue to ship packages. I continue to provide great customer service. I continue to post. I continue to learn. I continue. I go. I go. I go. I believe. Why though? Why? Why the fuck would I do that? Because I believe in several things, and I want to go into this right now. There's a concept in sales that you need three beliefs if you're going to be a successful salesperson. You need a belief in yourself, you need a belief in the product that you're selling, and you need a belief in the company that distributes it, okay? And the reason that I've been able to this is the first enterprise, okay, I'm telling you guys right now, that the LLC that I have formed, Dreams Products, is the first business, the first enterprise that I have created in which I have felt a genuine sense of belief that what I'm doing works. What I'm doing actually has real, tangible ability to not only generate revenue, but to get great quality products at this moment in time, and eventually services to people in the marketplace. This is the first time. I've done a lot of businesses. I've failed a lot of different ways. This is the first time. But why? Because I've done the work and I've learned. I've read books. I've researched. I've done my research. And I understand both logically and intuitively that not only does retail arbitrage, but Amazon private label and e-commerce itself and the system that I'm operating within, I believe that it works. I know it works. And I know that it will eventually work on a bigger scale for me. I just need to keep getting out there. I need to keep putting in the time. I need to keep learning. And I believe in my mentors. You know, I'm on Cardone University with Grant Cardone as of finishing up the 10X Growth Conference. And I'm going to start learning on there because I believe in Grant. I believe in what he's doing. I'm taking Brock Johnson's, the last Amazon course. It was $1, but I trust him and I trust his story. I trust where he's come from. I trust his process. I trust his results and his success. And I put my faith in him. I put my faith in Grant. I put my faith in myself. Okay. And when I know that if I keep showing up, if I keep looking for deals, that good things are going to happen. And they have. I'm pushing between Amazon and eBay in the past 60 days, well over $6,000 of total revenue. And I'm going to say at least $2,000 of that's net profit. Now you subtract out my losses, you know, my lost products and such, maybe I'm only at $1,000 net, but I am net. Okay. And you really can't place a tangible value on the lessons that I've learned in that process. It's an education. It's a real education, a real world education that I now have the opportunity to go forth and bring it and share it with you guys, you know, so that you can go out and you can create your own enterprises, so that you can go, you know, build what you want to build. And that's really what it all comes down to. It comes back to the fact that I don't want to have to rely on a 9-to-5 job. I don't want to have to, I want to be able to generate income by myself. I want that freedom of knowing and understanding a marketplace, products and services, and consumer demands, okay, that I want to be able to know enough about business and entrepreneurship that I can create an idea on the whim and take that to market and not only make a profit and make a great life for myself, but to create an impact in this world. Because at the end of the day, I could learn enough to make millions and millions of dollars. But if I'm not positively impacting the world, what am I doing? Okay, and that's the highest value for me. My purpose is to be fully commit myself to make this world, you know, that we share a better place. Okay, so I want to tie it all up now. I know because I kind of went on a little rant there. But guys, if you want to create real success in your life, you need to believe in yourself. You need to believe in yourself. You need to believe in mentors, okay? Find people that are already at where you want to be. You need to believe in the products that you sell. You need to believe in the systems or the businesses that you're operating within. And if you're trying some random thing, guys, that you don't understand, you need to understand it. You really do. Do the research and do the work. Okay, never stop learning. But yes, guys, you need to believe in yourself, you need to believe in your product, and you need to believe in your system. I hope you guys got a piece of value out of this. If you did, please share with a friend. Please subscribe to the Apple iTunes, the podcast. And until next time, guys, this is the Taylor Jones Podcast.